For centuries, cats have been punching the clock, helping out humans with odd jobs at the workplace. Granted, helping may be too generous a word to use when talking about an animal known to sleep up to 20 hours a day. When they are awake, cats tend to keep their own schedule and rituals, relying on humans for food, water, and clean litter boxes while doling out warmth and affection at their own whimsy. When pawing through the Help Wanted ads, cats could find a number of job opportunities they might easily qualify for with little or no experience. There are shop cats who earn their keep curling up in chairs, sprawling on counters, and watching passersby from windows at a wide variety of business establishments. Bookstore cats have a pretty nice life, sleeping among the stacks or curling up in a beam of sunlight in the window display, greeting customers in exchange for a quick scratch or extended petting session. Scrappy bodega cats, the feline denizens of urban corner groceries and convenience stores, have become increasingly well-known in recent years, primarily thanks to social media. Their country cousins, pastoral barn cats, have been climbing rafters, mingling with chickens, and napping upon stacks of hay for generations. And then there is the major subcategory of spirited cats, the bar cat, a storied tradition in pubs across the United Kingdom. Yep, this is a book about cats. And I could stop my review right here, and any number of us would check out the title and see how we could find the book because, well, cats. But wait, as the old commercial had it, there is more. Quite a bit more. After all, the title is Distillery Cats, Profiles and Courage of the World's Most Spirited Mousers. For not only is this a book about cats, it's a book about spirits and cats. And not just any spirits. We're talking booze. Beers, whiskeys, the occasional wine. The brews, in other words. So it's a book about booze and cats. Okay. Now you can leave our review and get your hands and eyes on this book, as I know many folks are going to do. For those of you who listen on, I'll tell you that the stories told in each of the chapters of this book are the penultimate of cat stories. Cats doing those charming cat things that make readers and distillery visitors become captivated by each of the characters we read about in this book. For instance, there is Castor from Seattle Distilling in Washington State. As we're told, when two adorable litter mates were brought in as kittens, Seattle Distilling held a contest on social media to help name the pair. Top entries included Gin and Tonic, Starsky and Hutch, and thanks to the familiar-looking little black mustache on one of the kittens, Kittler and Mussolini. The winning names were Castor and Pollux, in honor of the Gemini twins, both legendary hunters. We go on to read about both Castor and Pollux, what great mousers they are, and what great cats they are, just kind of hanging around that distillery in Vashon, Washington. There's Verbal from 10th Ward Distilling Company in Frederick, Maryland. As we're told, after being unceremoniously abandoned by his first family, who left him behind with nothing but a bag of cat food thrown on the neighbor's porch when they moved, Verbal was rescued by Monica Pierce and Kyle Faltzer on the opening weekend of their distillery, 10th Ward Distilling Company. Verbal managed to fit right in, catching a mouse within his first week of employment. The name seems especially fitting when you review Verbal's Kitty Sue's death toll, written out in hash marks on an office dry erase board. Mice, 14. Cicadas, 7. Grasshoppers, 6. Moths, 1. Beetles, 3. Dunno, 1. Verbal lives in the distillery, though he spends much of the day wandering the block, visiting neighboring businesses. But at the distillery, he takes full advantage of the barrel racks to climb around and the many grain bags to nap on. The first week on the job, he went missing. And just as Kyle and Monica were preparing to call local shelters, his little head peeked over the edge of an empty grain bag directly behind Kyle. Since then, he's become a definitive people person, following everyone around like a dog. He'll even hop into the car and accompany his team on whiskey deliveries. But Verbal knows how to make an entrance like only a cat can, like the time he came through the kitty door with a live baby mouse between his teeth and deposited it in front of a visiting tour group. Grabbing a broom, Kyle quickly shuffled both Verbal and the dazed mouse out the back door. So many, many more stories in this book about cats, equally as spirited, equally as fun. And all of these darling shenanigans happen in what are most often craft breweries and distilleries. So not only do we have cats and booze, we've got craft brewing too. It's all too much. Well, wait, we're not done yet. Keep reading and you'll discover wryly named alcoholic drinks spicing these pages. The recipes for these drinks provided by the booze joints these cats inhabit and demouse. But is it all too much? Is it too cute? Is it just too? Well, let's note that the subtitle, I think, is a bit over the top, labeling the cats in this book, quote, profiles in courage of the world's most spirited mousers, end quote, is a bit much, at least to this reader. So yes, some are going to say that overall, Distillery Cats could be called a somewhat lightweight, overwrought book. It's delightfully presented, though. Lots of snazzy line drawings, not a photo to be found. A limited and muted color scheme that somehow looks both appealing and vaguely cutting edge. A consistent presentation style. You know what you get. No matter which cat and which distillery you're reading about, you're going to learn something about the cat, you're going to learn something about the distillery, and you're going to learn something about what makes cats in distilleries, one might say booze joints, such a fascinating read. And if we substituted dogs for cats in this book, I would no doubt be head over heels about this small tome myself. I'm a dog person through and through. But I've no doubt that Distillery Cats has legs beyond cat people. It got my attention, after all, through an internet posting, got me to purchase the book for the library, read it, and now provide this book review for you. I'm going to end by reading a little more from the book, as it is well deserved. Our author tells us that he is an animal lover and longtime cat enthusiast, and he'll always look the other way in regard to anti-feline ordinances, immediately grab my phone and take a photo when I see a cat hanging out atop a bar or sprawled across a pile of oranges at my local bodega. And the same goes for distilleries. I started at Distillery Cat's Instagram account to chronicle and celebrate the spirited tradition of working cats at distilleries, breweries, wineries, bars, pubs, cafes, and liquor stores. In these pages, he tells us we'll read the stories, the exploits, the adventures of some of the breakout stars of the new pedigree of American cats, embracing their role as guardians of the grain and accidental internet stars. All cats in this book represent first-generation distillery cats, and nearly all were adopted, rescued from a shelter, abandonment, or life on the streets. The adopt and shop ethos supporting animal shelters is strong in this community, and there are many amazing groups across the country with a mission to match up members of feral cat colonies with appropriate workplaces like distilleries and breweries, as well as warehouses and farms. Hearing about these cats' Dickensian pasts, he writes, and seeing so many get a second chance at life and to be loved with abandon is the most meaningful part of the distillery cat experience for me. Watching them develop into superstars with their own dedicated fan bases is just a perk. Plus, what's not to love about the combination of cats and booze? Let's raise a glass of the good stuff and pour out a saucer of milk to distillery cats everywhere. It's quite a book. If you're into cats, if you're into booze, if you're into both, it's even better. Distillery Cats by Brad Thomas Parsons. It's one of those unique books you can find at the West Lafayette Public Library.